We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Back to the sugya of Poyalim. The halacha is that a poyal who's working in a property and working in a field, he's allowed to eat from the peiros. It's like, for example, if he's working in Kedem wine, he's allowed to take a drink of wine. The only problem is it's not true, because there it's Tolush and it's Chayev and Maisa already. Chayev and Maisa, you can't drink the wine. That's why the Elam's not drunk over there. But Lamaisa, the halacha is that if you're working in a certain dinim, the poyal is allowed to drink and eat the stuff he's eating if it goes into the different halachas that are mafurish on daf pei zayin beis the mishnah, and like the Gemara we learned. So look, the mishnah vayta more tanoi and more conditions in how the poyal is allowed to eat. Ha'yoisav yadav, if he's only working with his hands, now with his feet, he's standing in one place and picking fruit, or baraglov, only with his feet, he's walking from place to place and bringing things. He's not using his hands. I feel a bit safe. Even if he's working only with his ksefa without moving, Rashi says, the halacha is areza oichel. No matter what, if you're working in a property, you're allowed to eat from the payers, and you don't have to move your hands and feet. As long as you're working in some way or another, you eat. That's Tana Kama Shita. You have to use your hands and feet. If not, you don't eat from the payers. And the Gemara is going to tell you the makar for Rabbi Yisrael in a second. So I think about my time of the Tanakhama, Kisov became Recha, come out of it. The Pazuk says, Kisov became Recha, that you, Vechalta Anovim, Kenafshicho Sovacha, Vechalta Lesit. Then the Pazuk says that you go into the Kerem Recha, you eat Anovim, no matter what. Become out of it. As long as you come in, you eat. Now, how do you know we're talking about a pile? Maybe he says, it's time to walk at the Kerem Recha. So they don't know how. So a few blad ago, we had a drasha. It says in the Pazuk, Loisova Yolova Shemesh, which means that you have to pay the worker on time. So loisava and kisava is exereshava to learn us. They're talking about a pile. Rabbi Yehuda, actually, yasi b'ado ragla. You have to use your hands and feet. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's makar Yehuda? Kishar. Remember, we made a hekesh choisim lenechsam. We made a hekesh the person to the shar. A person is hookish to a shar. And just like by a shar, when he does dosh, he uses hands and his feet. All four of those. Call them legs, hands, feet. They're all used. Kishar, mashar, achiyasi b'yad v'ragla. Afel, achiyasi b'yad v'ragla. You have to use your hands and feet. Just like by a shar is like that, and with darshan, hekesh. Choysel v'nechsam. So therefore, by a pile also has to be yodav v'ragla. So tomorrow, v'ayter, boi rabba baravuno, doshba vozim v'tarna garelim, eres yehuda mahu. Let's say you used chickens and roosters and hens to do the threshing. Now, there, if you know what a bird like that looks like, it only has 2 feet. It doesn't have any hands. It has wings, but that's not hands. Now, b'chol koich habina v'yika, is the limud from shar, from lachsel sachsim shar, has to be all your koiches v'yika that you have both feet. Or here, you don't have hands and feet, and therefore, it's no din that they should eat teiku, blibing shver. Shal Zafka Reish Yehuda holds that there's a din of Yadav Raglu. That's what Shaila Dafka Lafi Reish Yehuda. Now Tosis handles, are you using your wings at all? Tosis says, Yesha Farish, the Bayolay, Bedoshim Beragleim, Beloy Bekamfeim. The Eichem Lodish Bekamfeim. The Ibechol Kaychabinu Maiko. That's one pshat in Tosis. The other pshat is that he's using his wings also. He's using his wings also. I ain't Tosfos. Okay. Let's more about it. Boy Rav Barahuno. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Avua. Poyalim. Ad Shloi Hilchu Shesi Ve'erev. This Gemara really belongs after the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that I'm only allowed to eat in the thing I'm working on. But let's say I have a field that has bananas and grapes. So the halacha is that I can't eat bananas while I'm working on the grapes. And I can't eat grapes while I'm working on the bananas. I have to eat exactly the same bin. So let's say you're working in a pressing in like in a wine factory, and you're crushing the wine with your feet, which was a derech in those days. I don't know if they wore slippers or not, but they crushed the grapes with their feet. And here the shail is, could they eat grapes or drink wine? Which one? So that's the one I was talking about. Until they go, they don't go back and forth over the grapes, vegas, they eat grapes, they can't drink wine. Because the wine is not nicker yet, that it's called on working in the wine. But once Mr. Hilchus Shesiv Erev, when you walk back and forth, you already crushed enough grapes that you have a little bit of wine already, then Mr. Hilchus Shesiv Erev Gas, you can have both. You can drink wine and eat grapes because they both consider that I'm working on both of them, because now the wine is very nicker inside this gas, and therefore they're both considered the min that I need, that I'm allowed to eat. So the next Mishnah. Hoya oisa b'te'enim lo yoichel ba'anav. The halakha we just spoke out, someone was working in figs, he's not allowed to eat the grapes. Ba'anav lo yoichel b'te'enim. If he's working in grapes, he can't eat them, even though they're right next to each other, and even though he's working in both eventually. But right now, he's not working in it. But what you could do is, if you like a certain pot of fruit better, or you like that fruit better, you're allowed to wait and starve yourself until you reach there and eat it. That's not a problem. This halacha, they allow to eat peiros only b'shas while I'm working, but you can't afterwards take a break and then work and say I'm taking a break now, lunch break now, eating. You can't do that. That's while you're working. The hetter to eat is dafka while you're working b'shas malacha. But lemaisa, if you think about it, if someone eats while they work, they don't work as good. So really, it's better for the ba'alim to tell the poel to eat in between shifts to eat. So that's more basically what Mr. says, not mamish, but amashum hoshiv avei de labayalim. But because you want the guy to work with chol koicha and not be busy eating, Omru, they said, poelim oichlim alichasim umun luman. The poel is allowed to eat from station to station. If he's going from one vine to the next vine, next vineyard, walking one vineyard to the next vineyard, so it's a 3-minute walk, that he's allowed to eat then, even though he's not shas malacha, which will be a discussion in the Gemara. Is that called shas malacha? I'm walking somewhere to do my job, but we're assuming now it's not shas malacha, and because of hashav aveda, you're allowed to eat mu'uman luman. Uvichizirasim and agas. They're coming back from the gas, also you're allowed to eat.
You go from grapes to olives.
If going from grapes to olives, are you allowed to eat the one of the other ones? It's a good question, and the Gemara will discuss part of that. So, Ubichizrasam and Agas, we'll finish the Gemara, you ask me that question again. Ubichizrasam and Agas also, they're coming back from the gas. Ubichamar Kishiparakas. Now, Mishnah ends with some cryptic words, which we'll have to see, Matthew Shem, the Gemara right before the Mishnah on Sadak Beis, that Ubichamar Kishiparakas, that the Chamar eats while he's being unloaded. What we're talking about and what's going on, we'll see Miyat Hashem, and Miyat Hashem today we'll see this on before the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Beit. Let's see the first Gemara here as we go along. Ebayalu, oysa begefen zeh, ma'o shiyoichal begefen achar. If someone's eating from this grape, this vine, is he allowed to eat from a different vine? That means he's up on a ladder, schlepping down some grapes. It's a high vine, he needs a ladder. But he's schlepping down some grapes, and he sticks his hand out to the next vine and schleps out some grapes from there. Is that mutter or not? What's the shy? Gemara explains. Do you say from the min that you're putting into the kelim of ba'abayis, that's what you need, va'ika, and that you have? Because it's grapes. It's not figs, it's grapes. It has to be from the thing actually that I'm putting into the kelim of ba'abayis. It means the thing I'm working on. Va'alaka that you don't have? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Do you have to have X for the min I'm working on right now, or it's the same species, but not the same thing I'm actually working on? That's the Gemara Shaila. Tomorrow's a kasha. I understand your Shaila. You're telling me that if you eat from this gefen, you can't eat from the other gefen. So the Gemara's kasha is shar b'mechubra ich ochel. We know that a shar eats, we've made a drasha for sai b'tol shai mechubra. So let's say a shar is working on the mechubra, which Rashi says means that you park the shar with its wagon in the back of it next to a vine, and you're loading up the vine with grapes, and the shar wants to eat from the floor in front of it. So, l'chayra, how is it possible? It can't turn its head back and eat from the vine you're picking from the tree. So if it can't eat from it has to be from the same exact vine, how is it possible to have a shar mechuba to eat? That you have to eat from the same thing. Shar mechuba eich ochel. I'm Rav Sheshi Reid Rav. Eindi b'sharcha. Talking about a very long branch. On one end of the branch, you're picking grapes. On this end, he's eating it, so it's possible to have it. So it's still a good shayla. It's possible to have shar mechuba. Now, Tosis has a problem with Rashi's pshat. He says, when you're picking grapes and putting into the wagon, what's the shar working in? Talosh or mechuba? The shar's working in talosh. What's the shar's job? He's schlepping loose grapes. That's not called mechuba. The Gemara says shar mechuba. Not shar mechuba. Shar betalosh. Not shar mechuba. So they freak Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi Pshat. Well, anyone has any issue with that? You know it's called mechuba. What's the shar's job? You're working with mechuba or working with talosh when he's schlepping grapes in his wagon?
Mechuba.
looking to disconnect.
To make sure that he doesn't disconnect nothing. The pile disconnects it. The shah is doing, the shah is, no, Shach is disconnecting. He's carrying grapes. So the Frey Taisi isn't like Rashi. Look at Rashi, the Taisi of Rashi Shar, the fourth line, fifth line. V'ein nir l'ri, tahu gefen avatolo, shloi mechubur. So the Taisi of Divim Shat. One of the Mechubur, so Taisi says, there's something that's threshing in Mechubur, he says. That sometimes you can thresh by Mechubur, as Taisi says. And Taisi says his own Pshat, and he says, Shar Mechubur Yechushkach, so the kasha is that L'chaira, by Mechubur, every stalk is considered a different thing. So when you're threshing Mechubur, it's a different gefen. That's Taisa says Mar's kashas. And the Mar answers, no, we're talking about like a long strip of kitnius or tvua that's very long and can work on both ends. That's Taisa's pshat. But it's an Ara on Rashi, and we said over Taisa's pshat, but let's go weiter. Gevaldik. Toshima. Remember, the shaila here is, could you eat with this gefen, work with this gefen, eat a different gefen? Toshima, Isa b'teinim, says that Mishnah, that you're working with teinim, lo yechal about of them. You can't eat grapes. You can't, if you're working on figs, you can't eat grapes. But if we both figs, oichel, kevaldi garaya. It's mashma, anovim and gefen, that you can't eat. Obviously, they're not in the same tree, because last I checked, figs and grapes don't work in the same trees. Obviously, they're in the trees. And only the tainim and novim you can't eat. But tainim and tainim will be able to eat. So it's a klar raya, l'char. V'yam, so it's begeven zayin, oichel, gevin achek, m'shach, l'chach, 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 l'chach. We're talking about here that they overlapped each other. The two trees overlapped each other. So the halacha is, if it's te'enim and novim, you can't eat from both of them because only thing you're working in, even though they're overlapped. But if it be te'enim and te'enim, you will be able to eat it. And that's not the Gemara Shiloh. When things are overlapped right in front of you, that's not considered that it's eating from two different gefanim. And therefore, that definitely would be able to eat in the kuliyama if they're moidless, if they're mixed to each other, they're tangled in each other. Toshima said in our Mishnah, "Avomineas asmesh v'gila mokam ayofes v'ayichel." You let her wait until you reach the mokam ayofes to eat. V'yamis oisav v'gefen ze oichel v'gefen achar. L'chayr, why do you have to wait? If I like other grapes, the better grapes, why can't I just right now, while I'm working this grape, chop the other grapes and bring it back here and eat it? I'm allowed to eat through the grapevines. Why do I have to wait? Neizav neizav v'neichel. Go get it. And fit the Gemara. You're right. But if you hold allowed to eat from a different, you could. The only problem is, it's bitum malacha. Hashtam mashum bitum malacha. It's wasting time. When you go to the next place, you're wasting time. It's bitum malacha. And that's not a shayla. What's really bitum malacha? It's not a shayla. It's also doing it. It's also bitum malacha when you're working for someone. Hikam bayala and hechad ike ishto yabon of my. The shayla is when you have your children or your wife to bring you stuff. It means while I'm working this vine, and tell my wife who's not working here, can you bring me some geshmak of grapes from the other tree? That's the Gemara shayla. Is that mutter or not? Because it's not the thing I'm working on. The Mishnah says you have to wait. Mishnah, when you're yourself. When you're yourself, you gotta wait because you can't waste time and be bitum malacha. So the Gemara writer, still have no right. Tashima. Another attempt is a right. Tashima. Kulam le'omru el b'shas malacha. The whole halacha that you're allowed to eat from a pile that eat from the tree is only b'shas malacha. But because we want the Baalim to get his full work, and when someone eats while he works, he doesn't work the same on the same level. So therefore, we say omru pilem eichlem alechasim ulumun. He can eat from he works in one vineyard to the next vineyard. When he's coming back from the press, he's allowed to eat it then, even though he's not technically working. But the Gemara says that he is working. So Avruah, we thought, Mahalach Kaisa Maisa Dami. Betza Mahalach is Kaisa Maisa Dami. So why do you have to come on that special heter to eat? You know why? Because where is he heading? He's heading to vineyard number two. Where is he eating from? Vineyard number one. So he's sitting, he's working into vineyard number two, and he's eating from vineyard number one. And that's where you need a heter of Hashem Aveda. Masma, you usually can't eat from there. So you see from here that you're walking from A to B. You are only allowed to eat from A, because you're finished with A really, only because Hashem Aveda Labayim. Because the etzem, you don't need another. If not, you wouldn't need a heter. That's called oisa maisa. So you need a heter for that. Vice tois that you're not eating begefen acher. It's a riot to the shiloh. So no, loy mei malach oisa begefen zayich begefen acher. But etzem, you're allowed to eat in different gefen. So why do you need a special heter of hoshav veda? But mahalich lav koisa maisa domi. Walking is not considered a maisa. That's you need a heter because etzem, you're not working now. That's you need a heter to eat. Ikadamri, some wanted to bring a raya the other way, the opposite way. Ikadamri Savrua, the Bnei Yeshiva held Mahalach Lavka Isamaisadami. That Mahalach is not Isamaisadami. That's not co-working. And the behind the time with Rais Lachal, that's you have to come into the power of the Hashem Aveda. But behind the time with Rais Lachal, it's not like the Maisa. But let's say you would do a Maisa, it's Mashma. Achal, you would be able to eat from A when you went to B. So it's a raya that you could eat from two gefanim. You can't do that. So here you can't do it. That's where you need the koyach of the araisa. That's where the koyach of the hashav aveda that lets you eat. You cannot really eat it. Mahalach koyach ma'is dami, and mahalach is koyach ma'is, and still without a shavas aveda, you would not be able to eat because you're going from station to station. You're not working that station, so therefore you have to come on to the heter of Hashem Veda. But maybe the lachas you can't even know the gefen. So he didn't come up with a raya to this shaila. So before, Rabbi Yosef wanted to know if I'm going from station to station, can I eat a different thing? And the answer is yes, you could. Because you see from here, even on the tzad that you weren't allowed to eat from A when you went to B because it's different, still at Hashem Veda you eat from B. So here also the same thing, at Hashem Aveda, they allow you to do it, and they allow you to eat also from a different, pastures always is from the place you're coming from, you're allowed to eat. Because the one you're going to, obviously you can't eat it, you didn't get there yet. So it means if you're leaving from the figs to the grapes, you can eat from the figs, even though you're going to the grapes, that's the part of Hashem Aveda, because we want you to eat it then, when you're not disturbing the situation. Now we're going to the last part of the Mishnah, of a chamor kashi parakas. A chamor, a donkey can eat off its back. And while it's being unloaded, it's allowed to eat it. The way it works is, you unload a chamar, it's at one shot. You take the whole thing off. So when is it eating exactly? It's all happening at once. The chamar is allowed to eat until it's unloaded. And what's the chiddush? So Tais explains, the chiddush of this gemara is like this. You would think, the whole din saksim shar b'disha is only if it sees the food in front of him. But if the food is on its back, maybe it's no din lo saksim. Zok Taisvis, the Gemara teaches you still eat it. Let's read Taisvis inside. Sag that Gemina she'ina chelas ela kashu roya gefen b'fanel. Top Taisvis. Only when you see it. Avok she'ina roya b'gav gefen alel. Oy ba'agolo, where it's in a wagon, ina chelas. Ba'avagav time the chasim alav v'shum d'chazim is t'arasu. But still, you would think you don't eat it. Kamash v'lon, that you're allowed to eat it. V'lai koi ya'apnei ha'shav v'sa'aveda. This minadin oy chelas. There's nothing to do with what we said in ha'shav v'aveda in the Mishnah. It's minadin. Minadin, a chamar eats from its back, even though it can't see it. And we have a brisa that supports this idea. Tani lo haton rabbanon chamor v'gomol oichlim memasu shagabeim. A chamor v'gomol can eat from the load on its back. But the halacha is that the owner of the chamor was rented for someone's peiros, and you are the owner. So you said, you know what? I'm going to give my behemoth good food here because it's very healthy. So you're going to feed it. No, there's no halacha of feeding. The chamor figures out how to get it off its back, it can eat it off its back. But you cannot help it along. That's not, which means you can't muzzle it. But there's no chiyuv to feed it. And therefore, the owner of the chamor has no right to feed it by hand, to feed the behemoth by hand. It's also to do. The behemoth can eat itself, but you cannot feed it by yadayim.